I started up a Tumblr blog last November so I could get better exposure for my writing. So I was surprised how quickly it took off. There's a big horror subculture that seemed to enjoy this type of stuff that I write. So it didn't take long before I gotten well over 10,000 followers and was cruising along pretty well. As the blog got more established, though, some frightening things started to happen. Now, before I go on, I need to give a little background information. For those who don't know how Tumblr works, they have something called reblogging, which means that you repost something that someone else has posted on their blog. It shows up in your own blog with the creator's name linked to it. It basically can allow content to go viral very quickly. Like, you can post something, and then someone with a large and established blog might reblog it, and all their hundreds of thousands of millions of followers, who can then do the same, and over until it eventually dies down. Obviously, wanting to spread my stories and brand as far and as wide as possible, I sought out opportunities to get my content reblogged by one of those well-established bloggers. After a month or so, it happened. The story of mine got shared well over 1,000 times. I gained hundreds of followers, and that type of thing happened on many occasions over the following months, leading me to where I am late this April. In April, after one story did particularly well, I started getting weird messages in my inbox. All of them said something similar. Something along the lines of, "Hey, I reblogged your story and started getting really personal messages from you. Can you please not?" I was shocked. I thought someone had hacked my account and was spreading harassing messages around. The prospect of someone ruining my reputation before I even got a chance to really get my writing out there terrified me. As the days went on, more and more people started telling me that I'd sent them unsettling messages. On April 22nd, when the influx of notifications had slowed and I'd changed my password about 100 times, I was starting to think it had all blown over. I'd posted another story that was met with surprising success, and I watched the reblogs fly and the new followers accumulate. I got a message from a woman named Beverly. All it said was, "I never told anyone about that abortion. Get the fuck out of my head." 5 minutes later, from a man named RJ, "But my mom swore she never told anyone about my accident with my cousin." Then more came. "Dana, fuck you. I couldn't have stopped that car from killing him." "Janelle, who are you? My father never so much as spanked me. Message me again and I'll call the police." "Muhammad, I didn't expect him to join and now he's dead. And you're harassing me about it? Who the hell do you think you are?" "Vivian, stop, 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 stop. Martin, she's just lying there. I couldn't help myself. Please don't tell." I was terrified. I wrote a frantic email to Tumblr staff begging them to see if they could trace what was going on and stop it, and they never replied. More and more and more notes flooded my inbox. Every single message was from someone who'd reblogged one of my stories. Every single message claimed that I'd brought up something to them that was deeply personal, something they never told anyone before. Sometimes things they never even knew themselves. I stopped visiting Tumblr, this for a few days, and I deleted all the email notifications that I had about new messages. I tried to keep myself from panicking. It had to be some sort of joke or the work of an extremely determined hacker. My therapist, who knew I was getting unwanted messages, got me to calm down. He got me to agree to give a month before I visited the site again and I could figure out a plan of action to either get the messages to stop or to be able to ignore them without panicking. I took his advice. A little over a month later, which was just last week, I went back. I discovered my number of followers had gone from 13,000 to 4,000. So much of what I'd worked to build up was gone. The fear of what had happened, coupled with the immense frustration I felt from losing what I'd dedicated so much time to. My decades vanquished anxiety and depression returned with a vengeance. As I went through my page stats, I saw no one had reblogged one of my stories in 3 weeks. Part of me knew I had to try to get a handle on the situation and take whatever steps was necessary to get back to where I had been. I waited for a time when it looked like the site was getting a lot of traffic, and then I reblogged one of my older stories, one of my more popular stories. I prayed that it would attract new followers, followers that hadn't heard about my ruined reputation. No one bit. There wasn't any indication anyone had read it whatsoever. It was like I'd just thrown the story into interstellar space. ever to be seen again. An hour or two passed. I checked the stats, still just one reblog. My own. I glanced up at the toolbar and I saw there was a message waiting for me. The hair on the back of my neck stood at attention. My hand shook as I moved the cursor to click on it. I watched you eat your little sister. Your little twin sister. Consumed in utero. Before she even knew what pain was. It was the only sensation she ever felt. In her short life. The message was for me. Hey there, kids. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I just wanted to take a second to go over this month's patrons, as well as give everyone a huge thank you, and not just to those who support me on Patreon that I really appreciate, but also everyone who took the time to comment on my last video, or like, or view it. Last night, I was in a really weird and really low place, and seeing the comments from all of you and waking up to see the immense amount of support helped me immensely, and I can't thank all of you enough for that. This month's patrons, who seriously are pulling my bacon out of the fire, are the patrons that you can see here. Will Browning, Gage Bickmore, White Lion of the South, and the Fat Man. More patrons will be shown off in more videos as the month goes on, but you can see everyone who's supporting in the description down below, as well as a link if you want to be able to join them at patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta. And once again, guys, thank you all so much for allowing me to do what I do.